Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can also visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You ought to send us an email. You can do that too. It's marsaliains@gmail.com. That's marsaliains@gmail.com. Now, this week I thought I would share an article from the website Epicurious. In regards to Memorial Day. Now, Memorial Day at the time of this recording is coming up here this coming weekend, a time where we honor and remember those who have fought and are fighting valiantly for our country. Parades and flag waving and everything is just a great time to honor those, again, who have served our country well and to spend time with family. For who they have fought and are fighting for. And when it comes to Memorial Day, what do you think of? You think of picnics. You think of cookouts, grill outs, whatever you want to call it. Epicurious had a great article. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side of the landing page, go ahead and click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post today. I'm just going to share a few tips from the article because I want you to go to our website and go through to the full article from Epicurious, because this particular article has sub-articles within it that you can get more information from. So certainly you need to do that. Click on the lower right-hand side of our landing page at mvpinsure.us. And click on to the article from Epicurious so you can see all of the sub-articles that are available. Now, first off, it says, buy a charcoal chimney and use real charcoal. The chimney helps get the charcoal to the quote-unquote cooking coals stage much quicker and easier than just lining or stacking the charcoal in the grill and lighting it. Charcoal chimneys. I got one last year. I believe it cost like $15. I got it at Lowe's. I mean, any home improvement store should have them. You know, Tractor Supply should have them. Farm and Fleet stores. They're available widely. Walmart, you can go to Walmart and pick one up. Very inexpensive. Basically what it is it's a metal cylinder with a handle on it. And you pack the charcoal in the chimney, the cylindrical part, and then underneath there is an area where you put newspaper, bunched up paper, and you light it, and you just let that sit on the concrete. While the paper is burning, it starts to get the charcoal lit, and then the charcoal will start burning. And after a while, once the burning dies down, then you've got the right temperature coals that you can just go ahead and pour right under your grill, and away you go. It also recommends that you use natural charcoal if you are going to do a charcoal fire for your grill. Because with manufactured or synthetic charcoal, whatever you want to call it, there's a lot of chemical binders and other things that they put into it. And sometimes that just adds to the flavor of the meat, makes it taste a little chemically or a little bit off. So they recommend going with lump charcoal, the natural charcoal, if you can find it. The next tip here, it says don't use lighter fluid if you're using natural charcoal. You should be using a charcoal chimney. Just do a search online, charcoal chimney. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about and why you need it. Again, don't use lighter fluid with natural charcoal because of the chemical smell and taste, of course. The next tip that they do have here is they recommend seasoning your grill. Basically what that is that's taking a wire brush and brushing the grill grates really good to get the surface all nice and clean. And then coming back with a pair of tongs and a towel, could be a paper towel, could be a cloth towel dipped in vegetable oil, and just run that over the grates as they're heating up. That should help to season it. Now, depending on what you're cooking, you may have to season it several times. It recommended that if you're working with chicken or with fish, that you're going to want to season it, rub oil on it at least 5 or 6 times to make sure that you get that season just right for those particular dishes. Then it also recommends that you make sides, you create sides. You have a direct heat side and an indirect heat side, so that way you can cook two dishes at once. You could have the hamburgers going on the direct heat side, on the indirect heat side. You could have like a macaroni and cheese dish or something heating up, ready to go. By splitting off that for your grill, again, it's going to save time because you will have a direct heat and indirect heat source within one grill, so you can multitask basically and get things done. And then lastly, it says baste it. Have a spray bottle handy with water to help quell flare-ups. It also recommended that you can use to baste your meat. So you could, instead of using water, you can use wine and maybe some herbs in there to make a nice spritz base that you could put on there. There was another suggestion of using apple cider. Or apple juice, if it's available. Apple cider if it's available, but nowadays I think apple juice is going to be more common and readily available. Putting that in a spray bottle just adds another layer of flavor and also some moisture to your meat, definitely. One other tip I did want to share, when it comes to meat, if you're going to be grilling steaks, it says that you need to pat your steaks dry before you throw them on the grill. Don't just throw them from the package right onto the grill, because that extra moisture that is on the surface of the steak, it says it's going to steam the steak, and you want to get a sear. So it recommends that you pat dry with paper towels both sides of the meat before you put it on the grill to help get a nice sear on your steaks. So again, I want you to go to our website, www.mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side of the landing page, there's a link to Let's Talk Insurance, and it will bring you to the blog post for today's article. And I want you to read more from Epicurious. They're talking about, there's a sub-article in there talking about the proper way to grill hot dogs. And it talks about doing some things to the hot dogs first before you throw them on the grill. Be sure to read that article as well if you're into grilling for Memorial Day. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week, and especially have a very good and safe Memorial Day weekend. Take care.